We're joined now by the driver of the number 19 Stanley Toyota, Daniel Suarez. We'll open the floor up for questions.
Bob Hocker, ESPN. What means more going into this weekend, your third place here last year or your second place last week?
Yeah, Bob, definitely a good place for my race team last year. We had a lot of fun racing here in the Glen, and obviously I have a, you know, I feel like the racing has good momentum from last week. It's been a little bit rough before that, but I feel like you are as good as your last race. So right now we're as good as our last race, and our last race was pretty good. So we have to build on that and try to keep the momentum up for this weekend and try to take advantage of it.
Hi, I'm Phil Allenway from Front Stretch. Just got to ask, you've shown a lot of skill on the road courses since coming here to the U.S. In addition to your karting experience, what kind of road racing experience did you have during the early part of your career in Mexico?
Actually, that's pretty much it. I don't have a lot of road course experience or oval experience when I was young, just go-karts. That's pretty much all that I did in road course. And after that, I jumped pretty much straight to the stock car stuff, which become more ovals than road course racing. So it's been pretty much just go-karts. I feel like go-karts is like the base of everything. It really helps a lot. But it's very different as well because just the weight and the way that it drives. In the go-kart, you can do everything extremely fast, and in this car, you have to way longer, but the basics are the same. So I feel like that has been helpful to be running well in road course racing.
Dustin Long, NBC Sports. Daniel, your teammate Christopher Bell in the Xfinity Series has certainly done a lot here lately with the wins and having success. And talk about kind of his hopes to get up to Cup as soon as possible. You know, you had a situation where you're kind of thrust up there kind of quickly. What are the challenges like? I mean, and when did you feel like you're ready? And then once you got up there, was it like, yeah, I was ready, or wow, my head was kind of spinning, I wasn't expecting all this?
Yeah, it's, you know, maybe that's one of the biggest steps in racing. I felt like after winning the championship, I felt like I was ready, and then I moved up to the Cup Series, and I felt like it was so much more difficult than what I was expecting. Sometimes you start to get some top tens, and you say, man, this is easy. And then after that step is extremely difficult. To be running the top 10 consistent and to be running the top 5, it takes a lot of time and a lot of work. You need to have a very good group of people working in exactly the same direction because you're competing with the best of the best. I feel like the Xfinity Series, obviously, is a lot of fun and it's very competitive, but you know, the best of the best is in the Cup Series. And I'm not talking just about drivers, engineers, crew chiefs, pit crews, everything. So everything is just more difficult. So I think Christopher, he's doing an amazing job in the Xfinity Series, and the competition is always very, very good there. Hopefully he can get that opportunity.
In the back.
Thank you. Could you just talk about what's unique about driving here at WGI and also what challenges the track presents?
Well, I think what is unique is, you know, how fast the racetrack is for a road course. I feel like we're going very fast through the S's, getting to the bus stop. We're going very, very fast there. One of the big challenges that I think that we get here is that once we're in practice, already, you know, we feel the speed, we feel the car and everything, but once we get into a race, everything changes so much, aero-wise, traffic, and many different, you know, different circumstances that you get to be different in the race. And, since my first time here, I've been good, and I like this place since my K&N days. So I have always a smile on my face coming into the Glen. So Looking forward for this weekend. I feel like it's going to be a lot of fun. My, like I said, my race team has been doing a lot of work lately, and I have worked maybe the hardest I ever worked in the last couple months to try to make sure that I get my the right shot on the racetrack. So looks like we are moving in the right direction. Hopefully, we can keep moving in that direction and show more of that this weekend.
Lee.
Lee Spencer, RacingVoice.com. Good morning.
Good morning. Buenos dias.
Gracias. We talked to Denny Hamlin at Pocono, and people, because of being a veteran, asked him why he can't keep up with Kyle Busch, and he said, you know, point blank, it's execution. Do you feel that information kind of trickles down to your team from the 18 team, and are there things that you have learned? I know he mentored you tremendously through your rise up to the Cup Series, but are there other things that kind of spread out among the other three Gibbs teams?
Well, five teams, we were very closely together, already to get the speed, but each team has their own engineers, crew chief, car chief. So we have the same base, and then from here we move to the right, the straight, back, left. Our team decides where to go, and for months I felt like we were not making the right decisions. Earlier in the year, I just felt like we didn't have a lot of speed and we were struggling a little bit, and I truly believe that to be fast in the racetrack, you need to have a fast car out of the holder. I mean, that's key. It's impossible to make a 20 place car when you get out of the car. When you get the car out of the holder, to make up that 20 place car a winning race car by the end of second practice, that's impossible. That doesn't happen because everyone is improving. And you cannot improve that much. You need to be close to the top five to be able to have a shot to run top five or to win a race. And I felt like we were a little bit behind, out of the holder, and that wasn't something good. And with today's, NASCAR schedule, we have two practices of 1 hour or 15 minutes, and we don't get time to make a lot of big adjustments, and we don't have a lot of testing either. So I feel like we were always a little bit behind. And lately, we've been working more close to the 18, and I personally have been working a lot with Kyle as well. Actually, we have had some good conversations lately, and it's been just a few weeks on this, a few weeks, maybe 4 weeks, working more close with everything that they're doing, and I feel like the results have shown. I mean, in qualifying and speed-wise, and everything has been better. And I feel like now we're moving in the right direction. We have to learn from them. I mean, they're extremely good. And that's why they're one of the big three. Kyle is very good. His team is very good. And I mean, I will feel very dumb if I don't take advantage of that, if I don't learn from that. And that's exactly what I said to my team. And that's what we're doing right now.
Alfredo Suárez, Mundo Hispánico. Daniel, antes que nada, felicitarte por tu carrera anterior. En base a eso y al tercer lugar del año pasado en esta pista, ¿cuáles son tus expectativas para el día de hoy y de mañana y cómo calificas hasta los momentos tu temporada?
Pues bueno, las expectativas obviamente son altas siempre llegando aquí a The Glen. Es una pista que me gusta mucho, hemos tenido buenos resultados en el pasado y ahora venimos de una carrera muy positiva, como lo mencionaba hace un ratito. Yo siento que eres tan bueno como tu última carrera y nuestra última carrera fue muy buena. Entonces, hay que tratar de tomar ventaja de ello y de seguir avanzando. Hemos hecho, como ya mencionaba, algunos ajustes en el equipo, en cómo hemos trabajado y creo que se ve ese cambio y se ve que vamos caminando por la línea correcta. Sin embargo, el balance de la temporada yo te puedo decir que ha sido malo. No ha sido ni bueno ni regular, ha sido malo. No hemos tenido buenos resultados, muy inconstantes. No hemos tenido buenas ejecuciones, muchos errores, muchísimos rines sueltos, muchos errores por todos lados. Y ha sido mala, pero bueno, estamos a tiempo para poder enderezar el barco y tratar de seguir adelante.
Jerry Jordan. and Dustin.
Jerry Jordan King on the Tires.net and Performance Racing Network. Just looking ahead next week, Daniel, to Michigan and your thoughts on going into that track.
Honestly, I haven't thought about Michigan at all. I'm one of those drivers that I focus on the race weekend that I have coming. Everything is on that. And, you know, actually, I know that Michigan is next, but I haven't even think about it. But, you know, Michigan it's been a good place in the past in the Xfinity stuff, but lately in the Cup stuff we've been struggling a little bit. But I don't feel like it's a bad track for me. I feel like, you know, different circumstances have kept us out from good results. But I don't feel like it's a bad track for me. So looking forward for that. But like I said, right now, I haven't even spent a minute thinking about Michigan, to be honest with you.
Dustin Long, NBC Sports. You mentioned earlier just about using Kyle's knowledge or talking to him about things. You know, there's so many things you can pull from him. Where do you start? What do you talk about? And is there something in particular that you feel like has helped you in the last 3 or 4 weeks?
Well, I feel like it's a combination of things. The most important part is to have a close race car. We know, you know, I know since the beginning of the year that we have the same chassis and almost the same body, and all the basics are the same. But if you have different everything, the car is going to drive different. So lately we've been working more close to them to try to be closer on everything. And obviously, we have a lot of technology in this race car these days. We have data and we have pretty much everything. And I feel like it's pretty easy for a driver to see or to know what other driver is doing, either better or worse. And, you know, I'm able to see that. And obviously, you know, I have a good friendship with Cal, and I can always go to him and say, hey, why you're doing this, why you're feeling here, or stuff like that. And he's been always very open. We have had some good conversations this week, actually, about everything, about the balance of the last month or the last few months. And he obviously has a lot of experience. He's young, but he has a lot of experience. So he always tells me, you know, his perspective on things and how to get better. So it's always good.
We got.
Yeah.
So how, when you see that data with Kyle, okay, you see what he's doing, you know what he's doing, but still how challenging is it to get the car to do that, to get that speed?
Actually, that was the biggest challenge that we had, if I have to guess, 3 months ago. 3 months ago, I was able to see everything that he was doing. I was trying it, and I say, hey, I can do it. I mean, I cannot get into a corner as fast. I cannot brake as little as he's braking, and I can get to the gas as early as he can. What do you want me to do? that was an issue. And obviously, it takes time. It's not like a switch that you're off and you're going to turn it on, and then you're going to be running up front. It doesn't work like that. It takes a lot of time. The 18 group has been together for a long time. That's why they're very good. And I bet the 4 guys are the same, and the 78 guys are the same too. So, you know, it takes time and good chemistry and know each other and talent to be as strong as these guys are. We're not there yet, but we have one of those guys in our team, so we have to take advantage of that, learn from them, and try to move forward. And like I said, in the last 4 weeks, it's been much better for my race team. Sometimes we're showing that in the racetrack, sometimes we're not. But I feel like we have had way more speed than what we had before. And I'm with Joy, actually. Many times I've been looking to data from the 4 guys and you know, I say to my team, hey, there's no way I can do that. So made that thing turn.
We'll go to Dustin and we'll wrap it up with Mundo.
Dustin, let me know French. Daniel, what can you take from this weekend into the Roval, and are you excited for the Roval?
Honestly, I think that's a similar question, like Michigan. You know, I haven't even thought about Roval. I mean, I was thinking about it for a week when we were testing over there. I thought it was a lot of fun. something very different. You have a lot of tight corners, but you have some fast corners too. So you have kind of like both. It's not like Sonoma that everything almost everything is slow, or here that almost everything is fast. So you have both. But I thought it was a lot of fun to do some laps by myself. I don't know what is going to happen when you put another 40 cars in there. So I guess we'll find out together.
All right, last one.
Siempre vemos a través de las redes tu mamá compartiendo contigo en la base del equipo. Tu abuelo te acompaña constantemente en tus carreras. ¿Qué papel juega tu familia dentro de tu preparación en cada carrera? Y de no haber sido corredor, ¿qué hubiese sido Daniel Suárez? ¿O qué le hubiese gustado ser a Daniel Suárez?
Bueno, mi familia obviamente juega un rol importante. A pesar de que no están aquí, mi mamá se acaba de ir. Mi mamá estuvo aquí por 3 semanas y fueron vacaciones para ella. Y para mí obviamente es muy, muy padre tener a mi mamá aquí. Yo creo que no hay amor como el de la mamá. Entonces, siempre procurándome y cuidándome y deseándome lo mejor. Y siempre es divertido tenerla aquí, al igual que mi papá o mis hermanas. Y a mi abuelo, él viene seguido. De hecho, él está aquí este fin de semana. Le encanta estar en, yo creo que a lo mejor la mitad de las carreras del año. Y lo disfruta y lo disfruto yo. Y siempre, yo creo que siempre el apoyo familiar es importante. Yo tengo la fortuna de que me apoyan demasiado, pero la desfortuna de que no están en este país mis papás. Entonces, me apoyan de diferentes maneras. Pero bueno, si no hubiera sido piloto de carreras, la verdad es que no sé qué hubiera hecho. Me gustan demasiado los carros. Estoy seguro que algo relacionado con carros. Mi papá tiene obviamente un taller de restauraciones, como tú sabes, y siempre que tengo oportunidad me voy a trabajar ahí con él y a divertirme. Pero eso no es muy buen negocio, es más como hobby. No sé qué hubiera hecho como real negocio, pero seguramente nada relacionado con estar sentado en un escritorio enfrente de una computadora.
All right, thank you, Daniel.
Thank you, guys.